Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Gary Merrill on Stars Over Hollywood.
When I captured Red Beasley and he was sent up to the state prison for murder, it seemed like a closed case. But as it turned out, it wasn't just routine.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents in person the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Jane Wyman, Vincent Price, Debbie Reynolds. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed a star who will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Night Without Sleep, Gary Merrill. The story, My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
For three generations, housewives and mothers have cooked with Carnation and raised their children on Carnation. Almost a byword in millions of homes, Carnation is the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. And no wonder. No other kind of milk has as many uses. More than double rich with the consistency of cream, Carnation evaporated milk serves most cream purposes. Mixed with an equal amount of water, Carnation serves all milk purposes, too. And even diluted in this way, Carnation is still richer than your state standard for bottled milk. So follow the example of three generations of housewives and mothers. Never be without economical, double rich Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff, starring Gary Merrill in the role of Tom Nielsen. Curtain going up. It's early morning on the rugged desert country of our great Southwest. The sun, still unseen, lights the sky to the east with a pale pastel wash of the coming day. The air is clear and cool. There's no movement except for three figures, two men and a woman, who are gazing intently at the crest of a low hill before them. The woman has a pistol in her hand. There's no sound. Until suddenly, the silhouette of a man looms up on the horizon.
Nice going, Emma. Three of them right in there.
That a girl. You got him dead to rights that time. Drop that target line, Tom. Come over and set for a spell. We got some coffee in the thermos here.
Mercy, who'd ever thought I'd be out at 6 o'clock in the morning shooting at a man-sized disappearing target?
Remind me, Emma Hanks, not to come up against you in any shooting contest, will you?
Constable Nielsen, that's not just plain Emma Hanks anymore. Meet my wife, the deputy sheriff.
Tell me, Emma, are there any more at home like you? I could certainly use one about now.
From what I know about you, Tom Nielsen, you wouldn't have any trouble finding a wife. Have some coffee.
Thanks, Emma.
I still think it's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
The Attorney General ruled that a person can't hold two public offices at the same time. So us combination constables and deputy sheriffs have to resign from one of our exalted positions.
Sure. Sure, and for you guys with wives, that's all right. You can still be constable and get your wife appointed as the deputy. Still the same job and the same money.
That's the law.
Sometimes I wonder about the law. I wonder about it, but I still enforce it.
Honestly, I think it's a shame. You've done a fine job these last 3 years as constable over in Weston, just as Denver's done in Beaumont. You shouldn't have to quit because of some quirk of the law.
Yeah, just when I figured I was getting somewhere in law enforcement work.
You keep on bringing in killers like Red Beasley, Tom, and you'll be elected sheriff yet.
Well, don't forget you did your share in the Beasley case, too, Denver. And I'm not so sure that crazy kid is a killer.
He was tried and found guilty. Should be on his way to state prison now for execution.
Yeah, I know. But still, there's something funny in that setup.
That's a great way to talk about a man who's sworn to get you for sending him up.
Well, right now, Beasley is the least of my worries. What am I going to do about my job?
Why, I had a good chance of going to the FBI Academy next year.
Yeah, that'd be a good break for sure.
Well, and this may be a startling suggestion to you, hard-headed galoots.
Well, now, you just speak up, Deputy.
You might just get married, you know.
Yes, Emma. I have considered that.
There's that Louise over on the coast, you know. Well, I thought she was a wonderful girl when she stayed with us last year.
Yeah? Yeah, she's a wonderful girl.
And I know she's crazy about you. And you can't fool me, Tom Newton. You care for her more than you'd like to admit.
Yeah, but, Emma, you know how I feel about getting married. I promised myself that I wasn't going to do it until I was ready financially. And well started in my work to be able to support a wife correctly. If I had the money and a really good job, I'd ask Louise to marry me tomorrow.
It's none of my business, Tom, but I think perhaps you'll find that there never is just the right time for getting married or raising the family. There are things that simply have to happen regardless of circumstances.
And now you're going to be worse off with only the money from one job coming in.
Don't remind me of that. But, well, say I did ask her. It would look a little funny, wouldn't it? Like I needed a deputy in the family more than a wife?
Oh, that deputy stuff is in name only.
I think if you told her in the right way, if you explained that it was just one of several reasons why you asked her, she'd understand. As long as you really love her, Tom, and she loves you.
Well, I hadn't planned it this way.
Of course, you wouldn't have to tell her until after the wedding.
Oh, no, Denver, I couldn't do that. Well, I'll think about it.
You better think on it fast. It's 30 days that rule goes into effect.
But I didn't want to do it this way. I wanted to be all set. I wanted to be something better. Sheriff, maybe, before I got married.
Well, if Cupid wants, perhaps the Attorney General will build a fire under you.
There's already a fire, Emma. I just didn't want to let it get out of control. Louise, that you?
Tom?
Yeah, that's right. How are you?
Well, fine, Tom. Is everything all right?
Louise, I want to ask you something.
Oh? Well, please do.
Louise, will you marry me?
Oh, Tom, you are ill.
No, no, really, I'm not. I mean it. Louise, darling, I love you very much. I always have.
Oh, do you mean it?
With all my heart, I mean it.
Yes. I've been waiting so long for that question, I can't believe you've said it.
Well, I did.
I had a feeling you were married to your job.
And that's something I want to tell you about,
too. Oh, I don't care, darling, if you aren't making a lot of money. I know you've got a future, and I believe in you.
But it's something else, Louise.
Tom, darling, it'll keep. I'll see you day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow? What's your job?
Oh, I've had an agreement for the last 2 years that I could leave on a minute's notice. So I'm doing so tomorrow. I'll take the first possible plane. I can stay with the Hanks again, can't I?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure. But Louise, you ought to know about the...
Darling, I don't have to know about anything.
But, Louise, you've got to
There's
listen.
There's only one thing I have to do now, and that's pack. I love you, Tom, darling. I'll see you soon. So soon.
Louise! Louise, listen! Oh, why didn't the Attorney General stay out of this?
Yes, sir, Tom. This is the way it's going to be every night. Homemade apple pie after fried chicken and country gravy.
And you really cooked every bit of this, Louise?
She most certainly did. Better than I could do, I tell you that. Oh, Emma. And on Sunday afternoon, you're going to get married.
You been consulted about this, Tom?
Well, actually, no, but I don't...
Don't start already getting left out of decision-making. It'll catch up with you soon enough. Now, does all this meet with your approval?
Well, now, yes. Yes, I think it'll be all right.
You keep out of this, Denver Hanks.
Louise, why don't you and I go out and sit on the porch? Denver said he wanted to help with the dishes.
Why, I did not.
Denver? That's very sweet of you, Denver.
Yeah, guess it is.
Well, it was a wonderful dinner, ladies. Thank you.
No, don't thank me, Tom Nielsen. Louise did it all.
I don't see why
I... You hush up, Denver Hanks, and come on into the kitchen.
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't they? It'll be so nice having them near.
Well, they've practically been parents to me.
Oh, Tom, it's so beautiful. I still can't get over these clear, cool desert nights.
You'll be an old desert rat before you know it, dear.
Mm-hmm. doesn't seem possible I'm here.
Louise, that's something I wanted to talk about.
Yes?
Maybe you're wondering why I went into action so suddenly.
Oh, no, darling, I don't care. You did. That's enough for me.
But you've got to realize, Louise, that often things happen to change a man's mind. That outside circumstances cause us to work inside.
Well, whatever it was, it certainly worked.
Yeah. And I'm very glad now. But I still feel I should tell you.
You know, it is strange how long it's been. I'd almost given up, but I knew you were worth waiting for.
Well, I'm glad you waited.
All right, I'll tell you.
You know that I wanted to get married sooner. I just wanted to be ready.
Now you're ready?
Yes. Yes, I am. Only first, there's something I must tell you. You see,
hey,
Louise...
Tom, I hate to break this up, especially after me starting those darn dishes.
Well, yes, Denver, what's up?
Well, that was your part-time deputy you called. Says your office has orders for a special pickup. You ought to get back over to Weston.
Oh, no.
Afraid so.
Well, I guess I'd better.
Oh, well, can you come back?
Well, I probably shouldn't. It's an hour's drive each way, and there's no telling how long this will take.
Well, see you around.
I'll miss you.
That works both ways. I still haven't told you what...
Shh. It'll wait till tomorrow noon. Right now, don't talk.
I must have been crazy to wait all this time.
Now I think you've got the idea.
I sure do. I hope we have to pick up 50 desperados. I'll do it single-handed.
Just hide that where I bark the X's on the line, please.
It'll be a pleasure.
Now, you, Constable.
All right. There.
Yeah, let me get these folded up proper and you can be on your way.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
Well, it took me long enough to bring you around.
That reminds me, Louise, I still have something to tell you.
Well, Constable, I guess you outfoxed the state's attorney general, didn't you? Got your wife and the deputy sheriff at the same time.
Yes, I guess so. Could we have our copy, please?
Huh? What's this?
Well, it's what I was going to tell you, Louise.
You mean Tommy hasn't told you about the new rule?
No, what rule?
Louise, please, I was...
No, wait a minute. I want to hear this. Go on. What is it?
Well, it's not my affair.
Oh, go on.
Seems the Attorney General ruled no one person could hold two public offices simultaneously. So these here combination constables and deputy sheriffs have been having their wives appointed deputies while they stayed on as constables. It's still the same work, but that way the family gets all the pay.
I don't believe it.
What's in the papers, ma'am?
That's what I had to tell you.
Tom Nielsen, I should have guessed something about your job was behind this.
Louise, please, it was just one...
2 years I wanted to marry you, and now you do it just to keep your job. Well, I'm afraid I'm not very good deputy sheriff material. I just want to be a wife to someone who loves me, somebody without a tin badge and a tin heart.
Louise, I still love you, really.
You're in love with your job, Tom, and as far as I'm concerned, you're married to it, not to me. Goodbye, and don't come after me.
Wait, Louise. Louise!
Oh, Constable, we got your license.
Thanks a lot. A lot of good that'll do me now. A lot of good.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's Stars Over Hollywood radio drama, My Wife the Deputy Sheriff, starring Gary Merrill, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here is our well-known food authority, Carnation's Home Service Director, Mary Blake, back from a week of travels and bubbling with information. Mary, how was the trip?
Oh, just wonderful, Art. I covered a lot of ground in a very short time, but it was worth it.
Let's see now. Your plans were to comb the countryside, checking with homemakers here and there on the subject of desserts, right?
Yes, Art. And I brought back just bundles of new dessert ideas. I want to go over them all carefully and pick out the very choicest ones. These I plan to put in a recipe book, which will be offered to our listeners in about a month.
Well, that's something to look for, ladies. Mary Blake's collection of prized dessert recipes. And you'll see some of them in Mary's magazine columns from time to time.
You know, Art, one thing I was delighted to find on my trip was the tremendous number of women using Carnation evaporated milk in their puddings. Carnation lends itself perfectly to these new non-cooking varieties of puddings, by the way. You get such smooth consistency with heat-refined carnation.
Well, as I understand it, you just follow the directions on the pudding package. Only instead of ordinary bottled milk, you use half carnation and half water.
Right. And even then you have milk that's richer than your state standard for bottled milk. That's because carnation, as it pours from the can, is more than double rich. Ladies, you might just try carnation-made pudding for dessert this weekend. You'll love the wonderful results you get.
Remember, friends, carnation performs cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk. So always buy carnation, the milk from contented cows. We return now to the second act of My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff, starring Gary Merrill in the role of Tom Nielsen. The state attorney general has ruled that no person can hold the jobs of constable and deputy sheriff at the same time. The married ones, like Denver Hanks, have had their wives appointed deputies, thus keeping both jobs in the family, though the men still do the work. But the single ones, like Tom Nielsen, are not so fortunate. Tom decides to marry the girl he has loved for some time, but hasn't asked to marry him because he felt he was not quite ready for marriage. Things are going smoothly until the girl, Louise, discovers at the license bureau the whole situation. She's hurt and confused and runs out of the courthouse. Later that day at Denver Hanks' house, where the girl is staying...
Louise came home crying her eyes out this afternoon, and I haven't been able to get a thing out of her since.
Well, where is she now?
In her room packing, I reckon.
Well, I've got to stop her. Believe me, Emma, I tried to tell her right from the start.
I know, Tom. It must have been hearing it from someone else that hurt her so. Why don't you try talking to her again?
Yeah, sure, I'll try.
Well, good luck, boy.
I'll need it. Louise? Louise, I want to talk to you.
Go away.
Well, at least say goodbye.
I'm very busy packing.
Well, go right on. I won't bother. Louisa...
I'm sorry, Tom. It won't do any good.
But can't you see? It doesn't make any difference what woke me up, as long as I did ask you to marry me. You said that yourself.
Well, I didn't know it was anything quite so commercial.
Louise, like I said, there are so many things that can make you change your mind. And, Louise, a change of mind doesn't mean a change of heart.
I said it isn't going to help.
I know you're hurt, Louise,
yes,
and I'm terribly sorry I caused
you.
If you look back, I tried from the very start to tell you. You can see that.
Tom, I'm completely confused. I've got to get away and think.
All right, Louise.
Tom, would you come out here a minute?
Excuse me. Coming, Denver.
That was the highway patrol, Tom. General alarm.
What's going on?
It's Red Beasley. He escaped on his way to the state prison.
Oh, no.
How long ago?
About sundown. They've been trying to get hold of us, but the lines was tied up. Beasley stole a car. He's headed this way.
Well, it looks like we'll have to stop him again.
The patrol says they think he's armed. Took a guard's gun. He's a killer, Tom, and he's sworn to get you.
Maybe he's a killer, Denver. And maybe he's just a hot-tempered kid who's been framed. As I recall, he also boasted he was going to get you someday, too.
Tom, be careful. Please, don't get hurt.
I've had my share of hurt for the day, thank you.
Oh, Tom.
That wasn't too nice, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emma. Well, I better go.
I'm coming, too. I'll get my gun.
Oh, mine's in the car. Louise, what is...
Don't move. Just keep in front of me, lady, and you won't get hurt.
Beasley.
He's using Louise as a shield.
Well, now, isn't this a nice little surprise?
He came in my window. I didn't know he
Shut
was
up,
there.
Shut up, lady. This is my time to talk. So you're both here together. I thought I'd have to make two separate trips. This is like killing two birds with one stone.
I don't care what you do with us, Beasley, but keep the women out of it. Let them go.
They're just the protection I need. And letting them see you dirty coppers get it will make it even better.
Why, you crazy killer.
Easy, Hanks. You aren't driving this time. So I'm a killer, huh? You know, I used to be a pretty ordinary guy. Then I got roped in on something that was a little too much for me. After that, well, it didn't take long. Now I'm going to die for something I didn't do. Well, you can bet I'm going to take a few along with me. You boys ready?
Red, after you get us. What about the women?
Why don't you just worry about that, Nielsen? One of your last worries. Who wants to be first?
Denver.
Keep out of this, lady. Well, you had the most to do with it, Nielsen.
Have you picked your spot, Red? Where are you planning to shoot?
What do you want to know for?
Well, I just thought you ought to know what you're shooting through. There's something in the breast pocket of my jacket that might interest you.
Nothing you've got interests me.
Has to do with some friends of yours. The Winston brothers and a girl. A girl named Sheila.
I ain't no squealer. What do you know about them?
Sometimes it's not too smart to be quiet about people who ought to be talked about, Red. It's all in my pocket.
I don't believe it.
Take a look.
It's a trick.
All right. Let the lady in front of you look. She can read it to you.
Look, Nielsen, if this is one of your phony deals...
Let her look.
Okay. Okay, take the jacket off and throw it on the floor in front of you.
I'd be pleased to. There.
Now you, go pick it up and come back. What's in the pocket? And don't you guys try anything. I still got it covered.
There's a paper here. It's a marriage license.
What are you trying to do, copper? Play on my sympathy?
No, Red, I forgot about that. It's the envelope.
Okay, lady, the envelope.
It's a letter, stamped, sealed.
Who to?
State Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Open it and read it.
Tom?
Go ahead, Louise.
Dated today, addressed to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles, copies to the governor, warden of the prison, and Judge Matthews.
Go on.
Gentlemen, I have uncovered important evidence that points to the innocence of one Frank W. Beasley, also known as Red Beasley. Other parties, heretofore unknown, are involved in this case. It is my belief that Beasley has been forced to shield them because of family reasons. They are...
Just a moment, Louise. Do you want her to go on, Red?
No. That's enough.
Those other copies have already been mailed. I was holding this to register it tomorrow. My full investigation report is in my files.
I guess it's out now.
Yeah, Red, I'm sure you'll be cleared.
Well, I'm glad. My wife and brothers, they weren't worth shielding.
No, they weren't, Red. You figured I had my suspicions, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And then Hank's, too.
Not me, Red. I thought you were a killer of the worst kind.
Looks like I was about to be one. Here, I won't need this anymore.
Thank you, Red. I think you'd have used this gun.
I thought I had to. I'm sorry, Nielsen. I know better now.
I'm sure you do, Red. We'll get this straightened out yet. Denver, would you take Red out to the car? I'll be out right away and we'll take him in.
Sure thing, Tom. Let's go, Red. You first.
Mercy. Well, I never.
Tom. Tom, darling.
Hey, now, it's all over.
Oh, but I never realized...
That enforcing the law included protecting the innocent, too?
Yes, that. And the fact that I can see how wrong I was.
Well, there you see. There's a man who changed his mind. He came in here to be a killer. Something happened. He changed his mind.
I know.
In my case, I've always loved you, Louise. But I felt like I couldn't give you everything you deserved. Then something pushed me, and I thought I could. To prove it to you, I'll resign my offices in Weston and we'll go somewhere else. Start all over. I'll get a divorce from this job you said I was married to.
Oh, no, you don't. I have a blue suit that silver badge will look just beautiful on.
With this badge, I thee wed.
Pardon me, Mr. Constable, but is there going to be a wedding this Sunday? As deputy in these parts, I'll have to arrange a police escort for the wedding party, bake a cake, and press my best dress.
Well, I'm afraid that's out of my jurisdiction. You'll have to ask my future wife. The deputy sheriff.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of My Wife, the Deputy Sheriff. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Gary Merrill. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Right now, a curtain call from our star.
Thanks, Art. You know, this has been my first appearance on Stars Over Hollywood, and I hope not my last. I've enjoyed it.
One fine performance always calls for another, Gary. We'll all be looking forward to your next appearance. But before you leave us, let us leave you with something as memorable as your part in today's show.
Oh, what's that, Art?
Simply the taste of coffee creamed with Carnation evaporated milk. Here, have a cup and see what you think.
Thanks. It smells mighty good.
Tastes very good.
You see, Gary? That's why millions of coffee lovers actually like Carnation better than cream in their coffee. Carnation enriches coffee flavor and brings out a full body that's more satisfying. Now, Carnation can do this for coffee because it's more than double rich with the consistency of cream. And, of course, there's plenty of good, rich cream in every drop. Costs less than half as much as cream, besides. Believe me, if you want to get the most out of good coffee, you want to cream it with Carnation, the milk that whips. And now, one more thing, Gary. To show our appreciation for your splendid performance today, we'd like you to have this bouquet to take home to your glamorous wife, the distinguished actress Betty Davis. Red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Well, that's very kind of you, Art. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Gary Merrill. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Debbie Reynolds in a romantic play titled The First Man She Met. Now, here's Miss Reynolds.
I'm going to discard all the silly romantic notions I ever had about men. I'm going to scrap the idea that one man is a single bit different from the next. I'll marry the first man I meet.
Thank you, Debbie Reynolds. I'm sure everyone will be here next week to hear you in this heartwarming play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Roderick Peterson. The appearance of Gary Merrill was made possible through the kind permission of 20th Century Fox Studios, whose current release is the Technicolor production, What Price Glory, starring James Cagney, Corrine Calvé, and Dan Daly. Supporting Mr. Merrill were Mary Jane Croft, Fred Howard, Alice Reinhardt, and Don Diamond. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Debbie Reynolds in The First Man She Met. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. 9 out of 10 forest fires are man-caused. Only you can prevent this shameful waste by exercising care in the use of matches, cigarettes, and campfires. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.